For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. At the University of South Carolina, three faculty researchers have formed an unexpected partnership. Two professors from the USC School of Medicine have paired with a professor from the School of Library Science to study the trauma persons with disabilities have experienced since the Thousand-Year Flood in 2015. Together, they've collected data that they hope will improve emergency response services for disabled individuals.
The idea of library science and rehabilitation counseling initially does not seem like a natural partnership, but library sciences are probably one of the main ways that we see communities meeting, communities getting information out. It was a natural partnership to really investigate ways that persons were affected, as well as ways of developing intervention tools in the future to educate and then gather more data.
That's Dr. Robert Dawson of USC School of Medicine's Rehabilitation Counseling Program. He's been responsible for the quantitative portion of the research, processing data from surveys completed by disabled individuals as well as trauma professionals. Dawson's colleagues have focused on qualitative data, first-person stories from victims of the flood.
This is a quote from one of the survivors, and I think this probably can speak to the trauma better than anything I could say. She says, "Something caught the corner of my eye, some flash or something, and I looked and I saw the water and I'm like, what? And I went in there and it's just a waterfall coming down. So we fought the water. We fought the flood all night, all day, all night. We got to where we could stop the water from coming in the house because we got a little break and it just started back over again and we just took shifts and we pumped water." This was an individual down in the low country of the state and there was water coming into her home in multiple places, and they were using buckets and they were using pumps. She and her fiance and brother, all persons with significant physical disabilities, working through the night for hours on end, trying to keep their home safe and sound and keep each other safe and sound.
That's Dr. David Leach, also of USC's Rehabilitation Counseling Program. He and Dr. Clayton Copeland of the School of Library Science analyzed stories like these for themes of how persons with disabilities felt they were treated in the aftermath of the flood. According to Clayton Copeland, collecting these types of first-person narratives is vital to improving the systems in place for disabled victims of natural disasters.
We hope that access to that information and to these lived experiences will change the ability of the community to better serve all individuals in later disasters as they occur. We learn from lived experiences.
Last year, the USC research team was presented with a built-in opportunity to test whether the state's emergency services had indeed improved when Hurricane Matthew made landfall, and they quickly noticed some marked and visible improvements.
During the flood, it took several days for there to be sign language interpreters available for the press conferences and things like that, anytime that information was being put out there. What we saw in Hurricane Matthew was that the state provided not only interpreting services, but they provided an additional level of that. There was the hearing person who was speaking, whether it was the governor or disaster management personnel, sharing vital information. Off screen, there was another hearing person who was interpreting that into American Sign Language. The person that you saw on screen was actually a deaf individual who was taking that interpretation and breaking it down so that even folks out in the community with lower linguistic sophistication would be able to understand the signing and get the important information.
Dawson, Leach, and Copeland have already presented their findings to a number of state and federal agencies, including a subgroup of the Department of Homeland Security. But their research is ongoing. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.